Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue our conversation one-on-one with Ray Lucas, former NFL quarterback. Ray, you played from, 1996 to 2003 with four different franchises, and you kind of highlight just how the game has changed since you play. I mean, do you have the belief and confidence that the NFL, that they are making strides to make this game safer? Because it is brutal.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's the game. You know, that's what we sign up for. When they say, well, then you shouldn't be complaining that you got all these injuries. Well, we're not complaining we have these injuries. We're complaining about there's no care for us after the 5 years after we leave the league. I mean, you have insurance for 5 years, and then they say, have a nice day. Now, when you go, like a guy like me who was, you know, the low man on the totem pole that wasn't making millions of dollars, when you go to an insurance company and say, okay, I need insurance for myself and my family, and they say, well, we're not going to cover your neck, your back, your ankles, your knees, your shoulder, and it's going to be, the premium is going to be $4,500 a month. I think that's where the NFL has fallen short. I mean, if you played, you know, 7-8 years in the NFL, I just think there should be, you know, insurance for life. You know, I think if I had insurance before my neck started going really bad, I might not have had, you know, to go to rehab for the pill addiction that I had. You know, I mean, I do think the NFL is making, you know, major strides, but I do think there's still falling short. And then the last thing I would say would be the exit strategy. You know, where's the guy when you get cut from your NFL team? They don't give you a hug. They give you a black garbage bag and say, have a nice day, and you're escorted off the premises. Where's the guy there with the card and saying, listen, if you need a job, which 90% of the guys that are playing in the NFL right now are going to have to get a job after they retire to, you know, support their family. Where's that guy that says, here's four cards. Call this guy. We know you studied this in college. Here. Here's this guy. I think that is where the NFL is falling short. There has to be an exit strategy because, you know, you're walking down the street, even when I was on special teams, and everybody like, hey, Ray, how you doing? And the day after you get cut, you walk past that same guy, he'll walk straight past you on the street.
Football is a contact sport. I know that you talk about in your story being addicted to painkillers. How common is that in the NFL?
Well, here's the thing, and I wasn't an addict when I left the NFL. My tolerance was very high. So where, you know, you go to the doctor and they give you one Vicodin, that wouldn't do anything for me. I had to take four. So my progression as far as, you know, taking the pills was like, okay, I got 100 this month, next month, you know, in a very short period of time. I went from 125 pills a month to 1,400 pills a month. Wow. You know, I was taking 20, 30 a day. I mean, at times 60 a day. So, you know, you get to that point where your tolerance level is so high, you need that much more to get there. Now, I am not blaming my addiction on the NFL. You know, as an addict, I take responsibility for what I am and I will be. And it's not something I'm ashamed of. You know, it is what it is. I survived. So that's why I tell my story, because there's got to be a brother, an aunt, an uncle in your family that's struggling with opioid addiction that doesn't know that there's a way out. And doesn't know that there's a guy out there who, you know, nobody, I was a professional pill taker. Nobody takes more pills than I, no one. 1,400 pills a month, that's a record. That's a professional pill taker. So if I can make it, anybody can make it. That's why I tell my story. You know, people say, addict, you hear the word addict, you think of the guy on the street or the lady panhandling on the corner. You don't think of a Rutgers University graduate and a professional football player being an addict. So, you know, I try to tell my story to change that. How do you say it? You know, the way that people mm-hmm. think or they judge people, because it doesn't, drugs don't care what color, what nationality, what friggin', if you're an executive or not, they don't care. They grab you, and once you get in, it's hard to get out. But I'm a survivor, so that's why I tell my story. And in my book, you know, I really explain how bad it was, you know, how my wife and three kids were crying on the bed, falling asleep, but I tell you this, I don't remember a lot of it, and I don't know if that's God blessing me, but they do, you know. And my wife, in the book, too, is a story about a woman who, you know, I played with some pretty tough guys, mm-hmm. but I'll tell you right now, no one's tougher than my wife. You know, to be with me and stand next to me for 3 years of going through that stuff, man, you know, I Jumbo Elliott and the Supi Mala Malas and playing Romanowski. My wife will jack all those guys up.
Hey, up close and personal conversation with Ray Lucas, former NFL quarterback, played 7 seasons in the league and played for the Patriots, the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Ravens. He had just mentioned a moment ago his book that he had released a year ago. You've got to go out and get a copy of it, Under Pressure, How Playing Football Almost Cost Me Everything, and why he would do it all over again. So tell me, Ray, how are you today? I mean, what is the quality of your life? I mean, when you get up out of bed every morning, I mean, tell us how you feel.
Bad. I mean, I have a 4-inch steel plate in my neck. I've had 3 neck surgeries. I have a 2-inch steel plate in my back and an artificial disc on top of that from my back surgeries. I just had knee surgery a week ago just to clean out my knee for the 5th time. But, you know, I'm going to be in pain for the rest of my life. And as long as I'm in, you know, pain that I don't think about reaching for something, I mean, where I grew up, you know, wasn't easy. It was a tough place to grow up. And I've always told everybody, I'm not afraid of any man or, you know, any gun. What I'm afraid of is a little oval pill, you know, that has a Percocet or a Vicodin or a Soma and all this other stuff. Because I know if I go back, I might not come back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, life is good. You know, I have, after going through what I went through, my priorities are simple. I want to be a really, really, really great father. You know, and I wasn't for 3 years. And I want to be a really great husband, which I wasn't for 3 years. I remember when I got out of rehab and I was sitting at the kitchen table with my wife and we were having coffee, and she started crying. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't even leave the house yet. Like, what's the problem? And she said, well, we're having a conversation. You know, I haven't had a conversation with my wife in 3 years. And that, just sitting at the table talking to her, you know, brought her to tears. So, you know, my life is very simple. Be a great father and be a great husband. And then everything else after that is secondary.
The great Ray Lucas has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're way over on time. We've got to go to commercial break. Ray, thank you so much for joining us. There's so much more I want to get into. And I promise we'll extend the invitation once again and have you back. Thank you so much, Ray. And enjoy the...
It was my pleasure.
Thank you. Enjoy the conference championship games this weekend too, okay?
You got it. Bye-bye, Liz.
Much more straight ahead.